This Galaxy S20, S20 Plus, and S20 Ultra day unpacked, unpacked. Willie do unpacked. Would have been nice to catch an invite to the event. No, I'm just kidding. That's just a meme. That's just a meme. People always say, yeah. Tim Cook, where's Lou? No, but in reality, the devices are going to be here in the studio. Sneak peek. Mm-hmm. So we got something coming up on that. But in the meantime, it's kind of a funny one because really this phone, everything leaked. Basically, everything leaked about this phone. And I've been talking about it on this show prior to this event taking place. And then this event came out and it basically confirmed everything we had heard in advance. And that's just the reality of the situation. 2020 tech scene, as you know, as many people know. But nonetheless, interesting to watch the presentation, or at least The Verge uploaded the event in 6 minutes, which I guess they just decide this is the important parts. They can take something that's like half an hour, put in 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. What does that tell you? Could the thing have been 6 minutes? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But probably not. You need the details. They took out some of the details. I know, for example, with the Z Flip, they took out a lot of the details there. So for the 6 minute version, it's a condensed version, but it gives you the pointers, the main things you need to know. Obviously, from a spec perspective, this device, top of the food chain, right? That's the apex predator. Even though your phone shouldn't be a predator at all, but it's got tremendous processing power. It's got expandable storage. It's got a magnificent camera array. The S20 Ultra, the main sensor is 108 megapixels because it's got tremendous zoom up to 100x, which God knows how and when you're going to use that. But guy like you, Willie, do you're a detail-oriented man on planet Earth.
I go in there.
You might need to zoom 100x. Yeah. They got the periscope set up on that particular lens when it comes to the Ultra. So it's really kind of like the Ultra and the other two. The other two camera setups on the S20 and S20 Plus are pretty much identical except for this time of flight sensor that exists on the Plus model. But otherwise, camera layout's the same. Then things get a little bit more spicy when you step up to the Ultra model. Now, the Ultra model also going to come with an Ultra price tag, $1,399 to start. The other two closer to the $1,000 price. The older models, S10 products, they go down in price. Samsung is actually going to dip those for you if you want to pick up one of those. All the models now have the singular front-facing camera instead of on the previous version where the Plus model had your dual front-facing camera setup, so you could have a wide and a standard portrait at the expense of the larger cutout compared to the tiny little hole punch on all the new modern versions. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in the screen as well, not just the camera. The screen now, 120 hertz across the board, though in some cases limited for some reason to 1080p. The thing can shoot 8 megapixel video, 8 megapixel, 8 gigapixel, 8 gigapixel video, 8K video, Will.
Yes.
Get with the times. What are you going to do with this 8K video? I want to know what you're going to do with it, Will. You shoot the 8K video. I want to know what you're going to do with it. With your 8 gigapixels.
High res Otis.
Yo, how are you going to look at it? How are you going to look at it, Will?
I'll evaluate him totally different.
Yeah, but on what device are you going to look at it? You don't have 8K anything.
Yeah, that's true. Can't afford 8K right now.
No, nobody's got 8K, so I'm saying you're going to shoot it in 8K. I guess it's future-proof for when you get that 8K gear. Then you can take advantage of it. Or maybe you just want to zoom like crazy. You just want to pinch in after you take that video. But do people really do that with video? I don't really know what humans are doing with that stuff. But anyway, the way Samsung pitched it as being important is that in the presentation, they said, well, it's because you can grab any singular frame and have tremendous resolution for a still photo while just shooting video. To have essentially all these options for stills, you snap a still from any single one of those frames. It's like motion photography. Kirk's not impressed. He doesn't buy it. He's not happy with it. He says, now I was watching also Dave 2D's video. He's talking about the shutter button having some sort of cool haptic feedback. I'm excited to test that out. Like I said, devices are on their way. So I'll be testing it. I'll be taking a selfie. People thought the beard hairs left the planet. I'm still here. I'm still here. Mm-hmm. Sitting right here. Mm-hmm. So are you.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the event kicked off. My favorite presenter right off the bat, you have Future Lady herself, Rebecca Hurst. She had the stripes on the arm, as you would in the future. You have to, because you're the...
Four stripes.
She's the admiral of Future Town. You know what I mean?
We all have one stripe.
It's Samsung High General of Samsung UK Future Mode. She's the High General Priest. Four stripes. And she was playing with the Z Flip more specifically. So I'll get there in a second. But just to round out S20 stuff, I actually think from a price perspective, what do I think? $1,400 for a smartphone, USD, to start is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I fully expected it to be a lot of money, so maybe it's a little less shocking to me. I feel like when it comes to spending money, Apple, they take the most heat because it's got that real premium badge, that premium perspective. Obviously, when we get to $1,400, we're right there. Now, you might say the spec list is a little different, but there's no doubt in my mind that Ultra model, that's an enthusiast device. I think for the average person, they're going to live their life just fine. They could get the regular 20 or 20 plus, save a few dollars, and save some weight. If you don't need that extra battery, right? If you don't need 5,000 milliamp hour battery, you're not a power user. Why are you carrying all that extra weight around? Mm-hmm. You might be all right with the S20. It's gonna be a little nicer in your pocket. Look, it's 164 grams versus 221. That thing's like twice the size, man. Not quite twice the size, but I'm saying it's a heavy phone once you go to the ultra status. That said, me myself, I'm an enthusiast, so I just get my hands on the ultra, just because they put ultra in the name. Well,
really?
Yeah, I'm not alone. Okay. Not alone. Let's be honest. They give you these options. They give you plain, plus, and ultra. Mm. See what I'm saying? You ever been to the gas station, Willie Do? Uh-huh. You ever been to the gas station?
Yeah,
you got the regular unleaded. Well, you got the silver, the premium.
Yeah.
And then you got the super duper F1 car status. Mm-hmm. Now, if you roll up there with a certain type of automobile, your automobile will say right on it, this type of fuel, I need that octane.
Like a Bugatti or something.
Yeah, let's say I need that octane. You better be paying, because you didn't pay for me for this car to go put this stock standard S20 in it. Mm-hmm. You see where I'm going here? So these type of people, these individuals, the enthusiasts, they kind of see themselves as the tech version, the human version of that supercar. That's the level of intent, the level of awareness when it comes to the tech scene. Mm. So they got to be filling up with the Ultra, whether they like it or not. But the average person, when you look at the spec list, you realize the S20 is probably the value point, important to keep in mind. But I don't know. Maybe you want that super zoom. I don't know. It's up to you. I'll have the devices. Unboxing video coming very soon. Apologize it's not out right now, but there's nothing. It was out of my control. Mm. Devices, we're supposed to have them earlier, and then... Yes. And then we had to make other plans. So, but it's happening like in the next few hours. All right, next up, the Z Flip. I want to talk a little bit about the Z Flip because obviously that's the innovative form factor, or the unusual form factor of the bunch for devices that launched this event. If you go way back in the rumor mill, people didn't even know to expect this device at this exact same event or availability as early as this thing will be available. It's February 14, was it?
Yeah. And they showed it off at the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah, they did the commercial at the Super Bowl. So Samsung, and it looks like they started the event with this Z Flip. Mm. They went Z Flip first. So I think they care about it. I think they're pitching it. Obviously, it's out there to compete with the likes of the new Razr, the 2020 Motorola Razr, which is folding in the middle. We have this new folding form factor, which to me is more of a folding phone than the Galaxy Fold was. We talked about in the past where to me that was more of a folding tablet. Mm-hmm. This is a phone first mentality. Future Lady loves it. And You're getting what are you getting compared to the Razer? I guess you're getting a slightly simpler look, I would say. Mm-hmm. You're getting a UI that is custom to the device via Samsung's One setup that they've been working on. So you have a dual. Once you open it up, you can actually stop the hinge in a couple of different locations. So you can leave it in a sort of half open scenario, and use certain input on the bottom half of the screen while viewing something else on the top half of the screen. So Samsung has done some work there to actually create a customized user interface to deal with this new type of form factor. But this makes two now, two major players in Samsung and Motorola putting out devices that are going to fold this way instead of that way. And it's something about her presentation and her interacting with the device and seeing a human being. I immediately think there's more of a market for these, for this style fold than for the original Galaxy Fold. Just look, I haven't held it. Let's take it for what it is.
Who do you think this is for?
I'm just saying that there's got to be some users out there, Will, who aren't heavy hitter, ultra status Bugatti types. Mm-hmm. They just want, you know, something that can be a smartphone, can fit in an outfit, can be stylish. That somebody exists. Mm-hmm. Is this the final form for this technology? Probably not. But in the meantime, I think it's actually a better pitch to say, we have something smaller for your pocket, which folds out into a regular size phone, than it is to say, we have something as big or bigger than your regular phone, which then folds out into a tablet. Right? Yeah. When
it's a Kit Kat chunky. Well, it looks like it.
Willie Do, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. He's been saving that one up for a while. Thinking about Kit Kats, Kirk's hungry. Can't handle this right now. Yeah, you can't handle that right now. Kit Kat Chunky, for those of you who don't know, it's the classic Kit Kat in a bigger, chunkier form. And what that's going to give you, believe it or not, is actually quite a different experience. If you endeavor into the land of Kit Kat Chunky, what you're going to discover is it's not an equivalent ratio to the standard Kit Kat of chocolate and wafer. The Kit Kat Chunky is going to deliver a more substantial chocolate experience. Mm. So if you do, you will appreciate the chocolate component more on the Kit Kat Chunky than the standard Kit Kat, in my humble opinion. Or honest opinion.
Wow.
People argued about that for ages on the internet in 1997. Yeah, it was IMHO.
IMHO.
Honest or humble? Mm. Honest or humble? I was humble in the last one. Anyway, so the Z Flip is interesting to me. It's exciting. They launch it in a couple different colors. It's also expensive. So that might be one drawback. Would have been nice if it was like $1,000, $999, but it's like $1,300, $1,400. So you are in ultra territory. If your future lady, like the presentation, $1,380 or $1,400 is no big deal for you. For others, that might be a bit of a leap for a new technology, which is slightly untested. But as you can see in Willie Do's video right here, I like the fact that Samsung considered the UI. I like the fact that it can stop at different levels across the table. You know, Will, you see people in public. They're eating at the restaurant, mm-hmm. and they're looking at their phones, and they're, what is the right form factor for the tabletop? I'm eating lunch out of the bowl. Uh-huh. This kind of does that because now it's not flat on the table, so you have a better angle. You don't have to have a pop socket or a weird dock, and you can still kind of tap the thing while using the top half for your messenger or your multimedia. Mm-hmm. Kind of a cool little application, far as I'm concerned. So the Z Flip looks pretty exciting. And guess what, Will? Mm. That one's coming in the studio as well.
Oh, great.
You just got to be here at 4 a.m. local time. Yeah, I'm not even joking. People think I'm joking right now. I'm not even joking. 4 a.m. local time. All right, now one of the things that people were a little sad to let go of was the headphone jack. Obviously, you're aware of this. The new S20 stuff, no headphone jacks anywhere. Believe it or not, LG's still hanging on to it. So if you're one of those people, Jack just wanted to get in on the show there.
That's a great scene.
There you are. Where is he? See if you can get him. There he is. It was a fake. That was a social cough. Jack here. Did you call my name? And look, there he is over there in the background. Anyway, so some people are still upset. I don't know who they are. Maybe people can let me know in the comments. Look, we hung on to the headphone jack for a while. I was listening to Neil Young recently. He still wants the headphone jack, obviously. Audio quality and fidelity. And there's only one smartphone brand that still cares about you if you are that person. Like I said, let me know in the comments if you still care. That company is LG. Not only are they keeping headphone jacks in their next version, LG V60 ThinQ, based on this leak, but it's likely to have their enhanced DAC built in as well, which is a thing they've been working on for a few versions now, a 32-bit hi-fi quad DAC. So previous versions have had it. Audiophile types have appreciated it. And it's one of these unusual differentiating factors that the people in the know really appreciate and others don't even know exists. So LG has been focusing on audio quality in their devices for a while. And according to this rumor leak, they're going to keep it that way for the next version, V60 ThinQ. It's also going to have a very large battery at 5,000 milliamp hours, capable of course, competing with the Ultra model. That's the same size battery as the Ultra model for the upcoming Samsung flagship device. It's going to have Snapdragon 865. Don't know if it's going to have 5G or not. And it's something I should have mentioned with the Samsung devices. Yes, they're expensive, but they're all going to ship with 5G. This one probably will be 5G as well, and it might have a price tag to match. They also apparently put some attention into the microphone setup for recording audio. There's a 4-microphone array and quad camera setup on the rear of the device. Why would you need a quad microphone array on the back of your device? What are you recording? I presume there's some degree of noise cancellation capabilities on the back there. It could be a professional professional application. What are they saying here? Capable of impressive audio recording capabilities compared to its rivals. So I guess that's it. I don't know. Maybe some spatial stuff, Will. Maybe some 3D audio kind of thing going on. Not really sure, but 4 microphones, enhanced DAC, 5,000 milliamp hour battery, and the latest and greatest flagship. Now, that brings us into our next topic, because LG was set to possibly unveil more information about this device at MWC this year. MWC, the biggest conference convention for mobile on planet Earth. It happens in Barcelona once a year. And as of right now, it's still happening, but there's some chatter that it might not, or there's some chatter that it might not be what it normally is. And the reason for that, of course, is the outbreak in Asia. Already, numerous companies are dropping out of the event, even though they had previously committed to being there. And that's no small thing. We're talking about big brands, LG being one of them, said, no, thank you, we're out. Others include Facebook, AT&T, Sprint, and Intel. And there's a report that Huawei is currently keeping their employees in quarantine to try to get them there. There's so much complication going on with this corona stuff. Here's a place where it has the potential to make a massive economic impact in an instant. Just boom, if this thing gets called off. Or if it just isn't what it normally is, if you have a low turnout. So I'm going to tell you why. This particular event, this was actually kind of surprising to me. Now, maybe it's not surprising to you since you're such a business guy, Will. But how much money do you think MWC brings in to the local region when the show is on? Take a guess, since you're the business guy around here.
500 million?
Did you read this already?
Did I?
Did you read this already? $540 million.
No. Yeah,
they don't call you the business guy for no reason. Round here. Yeah. Round here. I want to hear.
Wow.
you gotta give some credit to Willie Doo on that one. Give him a thumb or something. I don't know what you can't give him. I don't know what you can give him. Give him your thumb.
Sure.
$540 million for the city of Barcelona and 14,000 temporary jobs with more than 2,400 companies exhibiting. Now, I've never been to MWC, but I have been, of course, to CES multiple times. And you just see how it affects and impacts the local economy there when you have this influx in human beings. It just reaches out to all these different places. All the restaurants get the bookings and all the transport from place to place and all the hotels. And you know how this goes.
Yeah, karaoke.
All the karaoke bars.
Yeah.
And so forth. So what you might see here is some type of domino effect. As these big brands announce that they're dropping out, are these other companies going to feel comfortable enough sending their employees? If their employee comes back sick, hey, why didn't you protect me like those other companies did?
Lawsuit.
Facebook didn't send anybody. LG didn't send anybody. Why did you send me out there? And so you could imagine that particular argument. Now, the problem here is we're only looking at the amount of money generated within the window of time that the event takes place. But what about the impact on these companies of product release schedules after the fact, because they had a particular plan? We're going to do this here. Now they have to rebook some other event to step on their stage, mm-hmm. right? They already started canceling keynotes and things like that. So it's a trickle effect that goes yes. into the marketplace from that standpoint forward. And it's going to be very interesting to see how it all pans out. I got to speak, just to be honest here, you know, I'm not on that first plane to MWC myself. Mm-hmm. I'm not on that first plane. So take that for what it's worth. I think a lot of people will probably sit this one out. Now, it's not nice to say that, because you're talking about $540 million. You're talking about 14,000 temporary jobs. Mm. But you got to wonder about those 14,000 people, even, because you got people from all over the world pumping in there mm-hmm. for MWC. So what's the right move? I'm not really sure. Maybe you guys can weigh in. Should they just cancel it, or do they try to keep it going? How serious is all this stuff? Obviously, it's open to discussion at this point. There are, for the record, a lot of other companies that are still committed for the time being and haven't bailed out completely. All right, how about this one, Will? You heard about the popularity of the Cybertruck. What if I were to tell you about Cyber Shoes? And that would be the footwear of the Tesla founder, Elon Musk. He's out in public, and he's going full cyber mode, as you can tell here, because it's not enough to put out a cyber truck. You got to just embrace the entire cyber future, cyber everything, cyber writing on the jacket, cyber spray paint, and of course, cyber shoes. And these are shoes that were worn recently to an event post Don't Doubt Your Vibe song release, for the record. He showed up in public with his girlfriend Grimes, rocking two canoes, one on each foot, in the shape of a Cybertruck. Those are some big and bold. That's some big and bold footwear right there. Obviously inspired. And you know what? That's a statement right there. What are you supposed to do? You go to these events. Well, look at the outfits. What are you supposed to do? You might as well take some spray paint, write Tesla on your leg, and wear cars on your feet.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, you might as well. Because I don't know what I'm doing. If they force me to go, I'll probably wear a sweatshirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They'll be like, who let that guy in? I'm going to get kicked out right away because you don't have the right fit going on. But anyway, yeah, he's obviously very excited about the Cybertruck. Cybertruck's a bit of fun. It's kind of the ultimate meme right now. I think he feels that it's been a success from that standpoint. And he's out in public. What was that, Will? Go back to that. There's already a cyber shoe. And it's a completely different thing that debuted at CES. And it looks like some yeah. type of a... What do you do with that, Will? There's walk and run in VR. It looks like USB. A binding sort of for a snowboard boot. But it's a slippery thing for doing more in VR. So that's an actual thing, Cyber Shoes. Does Elon get to have it, or does this pre-existing company get to have it? I don't know. I don't even know if he called them Cyber Shoes. Probably not. But anyway, there you have it. the Cybertruck meme continues, and I don't think it's even hit its peak yet, because that thing is eventually going to be on the road. Mm-hmm. And then that's going to be a time, that's going to be a serious time to be alive, when that Cybertruck is rolling the streets in 2022 or whatever it happens to be. Hopefully we can put the outbreak aside. We can just move into the sci-fi future. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Trade shows can happen. Samsung can flip their Z's, and future lady could get back to business.